Yeah. No anthem stand.
Elaine Ireland on bbsradio.com. We are the number one worldwide internet talk radio network on the planet. Try saying that three times. This evening we have Kathleen Avino, otherwise known as Angel Eyes. And if you could see her eyes, you would understand why. You can see those eyes if you go to her website, which is Kathleen?
KathAngelEyes.net or .com.
And it's Kath, K-A-T-S.
Kath, Angel Eyes with a K.
.com. Lovely picture of her there, so check her out. She's a pretty girl, pretty girl. She is a psychic. Is that the right word?
Psychic, medium, messenger, whatever fits.
I like the word messenger. I hadn't thought of that before. That's good. Before we really get started, folks, go get a pencil, pen, something, and something to write on. I'm going to be giving USA numbers and Canada numbers to be calling in this evening. We'll be with you until almost 9:30 Central Standard Time. We'll have a full uninterrupted evening hour. Kat will be here to answer your questions. If you would like, give us a call. That phone number is in the U.S. 1-877-270-8714, and in Canada, 1-888-284-3264. And I know that there is some mainstreaming, or I've been told there's some mainstreaming going on radio that we don't always know about. So those folks that have plugged into us somewhat otherwise, other than bbsradio.com, we certainly welcome you and would love to hear from you. Kat, how did you get started as a psychic? What happened to get you to this point? And if you don't mind, give folks a age range of when all that happened.
Well, I think the true, what I call when Pandora's box, the lid blew off, was about 8 years ago. I had major surgery. I had disc surgery. And basically made the medical books on that one because I also had a thyroidectomy, which means they found a tumor in my thyroid, excuse me, and performed two surgeries. I had two surgeons in the operating room. So I was under for a good 5 to 6 hours where they did both the removal of the tumor from the thyroid and also put bone into my disc, which caused a fusion because I had almost lost mobility in my cervical spine. Excuse me. So this was a pretty extensive surgery. And when I came out of it, I realized I basically had a radio in my head, tuned into too many channels at once. I had been recuperating for almost 3 months. Finally, the drugs had been weaned off the drugs. And was allowed to leave and had gone out for brunch. I walked into the restaurant and realized that people were talking to me quite loud, quite expressively without their lips moving, which I didn't quite make it past the appetizer, and I kind of ran out because I was, to put it lightly, rather freaked by the whole situation, so much so that I went back to the surgeon and bluntly said I would sign anything if he'd come clean whether or not I had died on the table. And he swore up and down that, no, everything went without a hitch, and realized that I was hearing voices, I was hearing conversations, I was sensing people around me. And through your mentorship, Elaine, through those years, helped to focus and funnel. And the irony of that was my biggest fear after recognizing the fact that I had all this going on was afraid that if I went back to normal life, that I would lose it. And I've come to know over the eight years, it has been integrated into my daily life. So they never go anyplace. They're always with you.
Yes, that is so important for folks to hear, that it isn't integration that we have to learn to do.
There's a concept of normal, you know, and what does that mean? I mean, I'm a construction manager. I work with 22 men who work for me, and I've been in this profession for 34 years. So it's always been a very hard, tough profession for a woman. So to have this other side come out with such a vengeance was a difficult balance, to be almost masculine, yet having this tremendous amount of female soft energy flowing through me was quite a turning point in being able to integrate that and discover when, in fact, what's your imagination, what is your voices, and what is your ego. And I was able to locate it within my body. If it was coming from my head, I knew it was ego. If it was coming from my center, my solar plexus or my heart, I knew it was spirit. So I was able to, by tuning into where the noise, so to speak, was coming from, I was able to differentiate what, in fact, was the proper message to give whoever I was reading for, or even a certain circumstance which I was living in. So that's also a difficult thing to separate where the information's coming from. So that takes some effort. But then after a while, it just becomes, you don't think about it anymore. It just is.
Yeah, it just becomes a habit. And I think that's something that as practitioners on a regular basis, we take, not take advantage of, but it becomes so common that we don't pay attention to it anymore.
Well, we take it for granted.
Take it for granted, yeah.
I got to a point of comfort where I no longer questioned it. It just flowed. And it wasn't just the surgery, because, you know, I look back, that was the true catalyst, which really, like I said, blew the doors off. But I look back in my life, and I have gone through a series of near deaths. Two anaphylactic shocks with medication brought me back. 5 years old, getting hit in the head with a pipe and the rust penetrating to the skull and almost killing me if it hadn't been caught in time. A tremendous car accident when I was 25. Flipped, smashed, hit a tree, took, you know, just this road of destruction. I'd lost control of the car. Shouldn't have walked from it. So besides being named Cat, appropriately so, having already eaten up about four or five, nine of the nine lives, it also made me have a different value of living. And having been diagnosed when I was 35 with lupus and almost becoming crippled and bedridden and contemplating suicide, the pain was so intense. You draw this inner strength that you never thought was possible, because basically I could not be treated with any medication. I was allergic to it. So the medication was what almost killed me. So there was no medication for me. I was in constant pain and just woke up one day and decided I had enough. And I've been pretty much in remission for the last 8 years.
I think you just said a very important message. Speaking of messengers, I'm a firm believer that mentally we can work miracles, making up our mind to do it.
Well, we can heal ourselves.
Do it.
We just heal ourselves. And I remember the surprise of the rheumatologist when I went from my numbers being exorbitant in terms of the blood test work that you take in order to gauge the severity of the disease to almost zero. And at one point, for the several years, just not even registering as positive. I have literally gauged negative. And there is no cure for lupus, supposedly. And just decided I had enough. And also, when you realize there is no other option, you just can't pop a pill, you draw from places that you didn't think was possible, and you just say, enough. And, you know, I've been well, thank God, for many years, and I intend to keep that up. So that's, you know, it wasn't just the surgery. And subsequently to that, I've had two more back surgeries. So the total number of surgeries is about, it's got to be in the range of between 6 and 7 surgeries. And I joke with my friends saying, you know, one more scar, I'm going to definitely qualify as a biker chick. Because, you know, the only thing I'm missing is a tattoo. So if you learn to take all of that in stride, you can be amazed what you can accomplish.
So what you're saying is that perhaps the medications, the trauma, the stress that went with to the body somehow helped the doors open for the abilities that you now carry?
I believe that what happens is when you're stripped down to knowing excruciating pain, I do believe that you go elsewhere to escape that pain. And that is perhaps the corridor or connection I made that opened the doors, yeah. I believe there's a definite correlation between that. I also feel that with all the trials and tribulations, I always ask the question, why me? You know, enough already. It seemed like every year it was another trauma. Divorces, illness, pain, operations, near death. And I realize now, because of all these personal experiences, not I know somebody who had this experience, personally having lived and survived it, it's enabled me to help my clients at a level that I couldn't have if I hadn't gone through it.
Thank you. Welcome, callers. This is Elaine and Kat. Hello? Uh-oh. Hopefully they'll call back. Thank you. Caller, whoever you are, please give us a call back. We lost your connection. You answered a question somewhat for me. I was going to ask you why you do the work, but you pretty much said it. You're helping people.
You know, I have taught construction for 20 years. I have been in a profession, being slightly more educated than the people I worked with, always being open and willing to help anyone better themselves. So the nurturer, so to speak, and the teacher was always in me. And I remember when the gifts were given to me, I basically reached out to God and said, okay, now what do I do with this? And a door opened up once again, and I never surf. I mean, I'm on the Internet now, which is kind of, I'm a techno nightmare. And Keen was brought to me, Keen.com. And that just came out of nowhere, and it gave me an opportunity to use my gift. And I was nervous, you know, I have clients all over the world. I have clients in Korea and Japan, Australia and England, and accents like I have a rough time with. But that just led it smoothly into, once again, helping people.
I think it's important that the public hear what you just said. Keen.com is a 900 number? Are they 800?
It's an 800 number.
800 number,
yeah.
That...
There's a website, an advisor line, which I belong to. I also belong to predictmyfuture.com, which is also a reputable... I was very, very cautious about who I got involved with. This isn't about making money, because this is not my mainstay. I hope to ultimately retire and be doing this work full-time, because this is where my heart really is. I'm getting a lot, you know, going upstairs and scaffolding is getting a little rough on a 50-year-old. And this is an opportunity for me to reach a clientele that I would have never been able to. So it's amazing what the Internet has done. It's opened opportunities for not only the readers, but for clients to be able to pick and choose. And I also have my personal website, which you mentioned earlier, catsangeleyes.com, and that line you can get me directly. So these are things that we didn't have the opportunity to reach the volume and help the volume of people that we're enabled to do now with the Internet.
I think people had become a little cautious of the call-in psychic lines, and there probably are still some out there that are not as reputable. But King does have a good reputation. And
it does, and I researched it for at least 6 months before I decided to put my name on it. And I was very careful because, yes, we've all had bad experiences. And I guess, too, being in the construction industry, you know, talk about an industry that's got a real bad rap, construction's right up there. So I've always been wanting, and that's why I taught construction, was to elevate and put an integrity into the construction industry. And I'm trying to do the same with the psychic community, because anybody who's a client of mine knows that you do not call me unless you're ready to hear the truth. Because the truth is the only thing that helps heal. You can't call someone and just have them pat you on the head. That's not going to help you.
Unfortunately, the call-ins, because they're paid for by the minute, sometimes can be expensive. I know the general public is concerned about being online. Some of the call-in lines cut you off at a certain time, period, and others will just let you have a relationship with your client for as long as it needs to happen. What is the one thing that you would tell the general public if they think they're going to call one of these numbers that they should look for?
I guess the most important thing is, and this may seem kind of ironic, if you're calling a psychic and they're agreeing with everything you're saying, hang up that phone and search your heart and really feel what the truth is.
We have a caller. Caller, are you with us? Hello?
Hello?
Are you there? Caller? If you're there, we're not hearing you. I'm so sorry. Talk louder. Caller? Kat, can you hear anyone?
No. I hear some background noise. That's about it.
I do, too, but that's all I can hear. I'm so sorry, caller. If you can speak a little louder, we would love to talk to you.
Or call back. You may just have a bad connection.
True. Try another time, caller. Hang up and call right back, because we're not hearing you, although I didn't hear anybody hang up like we did a while ago.
Mm.
Okay, so if they're just getting too much...
If they're getting too much yesing, so to speak, if it seems like it's all peaches and cream, more than likely, or if they're trying to keep you on the line. Another thing, a true reader who's truly gifted doesn't have to ask you 21 questions. They're there to answer your questions, not ask you questions. I ask very few questions, if any, with any of my clients. If you feel that it's more of an interrogation, you know, then you've got someone who is looking to run up the minutes, and that's something I don't do. Sometimes I get accused of getting off too soon because I feel that I've answered the question. I want them to digest it. I'm not there to break their bank account, and I do give out free minutes on the Keen site.
Thank you. Caller, this is Elaine and Kat. Welcome to the show.
Thank you. I apologize. I'm having some technical troubles tonight. I've tried a couple times, so it's a pleasure to talk with you.
Well, thank you for your persistence. What is your first name?
Well, I would like to ask Kat if she could just give me a little bit of insight, particularly with some family things that are going on right at the moment.
The only thing I need, hon, is your first name, please.
Marsha, M-A-R-S-H-A.
Okay, Marsha. And I work best with direct questions, so what specifically would you like to know? And only ask with his first name.
I have an aunt who is going in for a heart catheterization tomorrow.
I was
going
to say she's ill, okay.
Yeah.
What would you like to know, hon?
I would like to know if this procedure, well, I would love to know, of course, if there are going to be any complications
Okay. First of all, I do see, I don't mean to interrupt because if you ask me too many questions, I don't know what I'm answering.
I understand.
All right. First of all, the procedure will go well. I got a yes on that, clearly. Complications, I just feel like the healing time is a little optimistic. So don't misinterpret the timeline the doctor gives you for healing. It's going to take a little bit longer, but that doesn't mean anything went wrong. In other words, don't be panicking. If the doctor says, oh, she should be up and about in 3 weeks, and it takes longer, there's nothing wrong. Her body's just taking a little bit longer.
Okay.
Is this woman also a little too active for her own good?
A little too what?
A little too active for her own good.
Possibly, but, you know, she has made it where she's at based on, you know, really working hard.
That's what I mean. That's what I just said. In other words, this woman has literally burned the candle at both ends.
Yes.
Spirit's going to keep her in that bed longer than anyone plans on because they're going to force her to rest. That's why I say this is not a negative, her taking a longer recuperation period. It's something that Spirit's been trying to get her to do. It's probably why she got sick, because Spirit had said, enough already.
And that is her spirit speaking?
Yes. Our spirit will put us in bed when we don't listen.
Okay. It's probably happened to you before, Marcia, because you're a go-go-go-go-go kind of girl, too.
Yeah, in fact, that's why I think I'm so closely connected to her. We're very, very similar, and she is more or less like a second mother to me.
Yeah, there's a past life there. I got kindred spirits. You two were brought in to kind of mirror each other. You tell her to calm down, she tells you to calm down, and neither one listens.
Uh-huh. Yeah, I totally understand that. Whereas I have a different type of connection with her than I do my mother.
Absolutely. Because you got a past life connection.
Can you tell exactly what that past life might have been?
I'm getting almost like sisters or brother and sister. It was siblings. And believe it or not, you were the older. Your aunt is very playful in many ways. She retained a lot of her youthful mischief. That's what they're giving me. And that's why I'm saying I think you were the older of the two. Because you carry a lot of old soul with you, hon.
Yeah, I feel that sometimes. Okay.
Does that help?
And how does my mother fit in there? Can you possibly tell me that?
You know what's interesting? One thing they gave me right away, hon, was there's some jealousy. Because I see some green around her. And green in this particular case doesn't mean healing. There's a kind of a tug of war within her. There was a little bit of rivalry. She does feel the connection between you and your aunt and doesn't truly understand it. Over the years, she's kind of made peace with it, but she'll notice that every so often, and I hate to put it this way, but it kind of rears its ugly head.
Mm-hmm.
And I just feel like she has a tendency to let things build up. I wish she would express herself more.
Mm-hmm.
So, and that's all I'm getting. Is there anything specific you'd like to know? That's what I'm picking up immediately.
Yeah. Well, I'm trying to, I think all of my life I've been searching for the connection with my mother. And I certainly, you know, love her, you know, dearly and deeply. So I'm not saying that, you know, I've replaced her position with my aunt.
No, you can't screw with soul connection.
Right.
Love is different from a soul connection.
Uh-huh.
There's a something that is a bond that you established before you were brought into this world. And no matter what you try, no matter how many tricks you pull or jump through hoops, but what you feel for your mother is genuine love, but you don't have the same connection with her because her lessons in this lifetime have to do with patience and compassion.
These are my mother's for
That's
my mother?
That's her lessons. She hasn't quite mastered them yet.
Mm-hmm.
She's also supposed to be learning how to voice it. I'm going back to that again. you really need to try to give her a little bit more of a forum to express herself. She has a tendency to blow things off, but then it just eats at her. But you can't. Stop trying to do what you can't do. You can't create that soul connection. Just love her. That's good enough.
Right, right. Because I'm a middle child, and so all of my life I really have just played this role of being the person in the middle. And before, and I'm just now becoming more conscious of it, but, you know, you have to wonder whether you allow yourself to be put in the middle or if that's just the role that, you know,
no.
Your spirit wants to play.
No, God gives us free will to be what we want to be.
Mm-hmm.
Any kind of emotion, it's because you allowed it.
And that's hard for most of us to accept.
Exactly, and it's certainly hard for us to let go of. You can love somebody
with what they
call...
Could you say that one more time? I'm having a real hard time hearing. Could you say that one more time?
What I'm saying is that you have to learn that any emotion you have, it's because you allowed it. You design the emotions and the relationship. There's a thing called emotional or healthy detachment, where you love someone, but you don't let them dictate your moods. You understand what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So you and your mother have to just create this environment, which is allowing you to be you. But only you can decide that. No one can make you angry. No one can make you sad. No one can make you feel lost. It's because you've allowed that. And that has to start within you in order for you to feel whatever you choose to feel. You get to decide if you're happy or sad. Do you understand what I'm saying? And that's not easy.
Right. Do you see any sort of what the past life might have been for my mother and I, the connection?
Believe it or not, that it's so distant. That's why the connection's so weak.
Uh-huh.
This is many, many lifetimes ago.
Okay.
This lifetime isn't about you and her. This lifetime is about her and using you and your aunt to develop within herself. Your mother can be very needy, and she's learning how to, or trying to learn how to be less needy. But what she doesn't understand is she has to express at first that she is needy, that you and your aunt can help her better. Does that make sense?
Yes, I think so, yeah. And so specifically with my aunt's heart, do you see anything in specific?
Are they talking about putting a shunt?
Yes,
Because I'm getting a tube.
A stent?
Yep. She's going to be fine.
One? Yeah.
It's just going to take longer. I don't want you to stress over that.
Okay.
You know, foretold, forewarned, at least you know what to expect.
That's right. I appreciate that.
No, my pleasure.
Okay. Thank you so much. God
bless you, buddy.
Thank you for being persistent, Marcia.
Thank you so much. You have
Thanks
a good evening.
Thanks for joining us. So
bye-bye.
Good night.
Good night.
I was going to ask where she was from, and I just forgot to ask. I'd love to know where people are listening, where they're coming from. What next for you? You're working on the 900 lines. I know that, or 800 lines, rather. I know that sometimes you do psychic fairs. Do you intend to travel with the fairs eventually, maybe when you retire?
That's the goal. The goal definitely is to travel more. I've been to about 18 countries just as a part of my wanderlust. I love to travel. I love to see new cultures. Spiritually, it's been very helpful because the several trips I've made to Sedona, actually opened more doors for me. I started out with Tarot, one trip to Sedona, didn't need that anymore. Next trip to Sedona, started speaking to the Crossed Over, which was very difficult transition because I don't like to leave.
Thank you. We have another caller. Great. Welcome to the show, caller. Who is this?
This is Chris.
Hi, Chris. Welcome. Kat, meet Chris. Chris, meet Kat. What question do you have for us?
Hi, Chris.
Hi, Kat. I have some communication with spirit myself. I'm still developing it. And I have been told that they want me to have a healing center. And I'd even been led to the property and really given some very clear messages. And things have been delayed. So I wanted to see what you saw in all that.
The first number I'm getting is 2 years. This center will be up and running in 2 years. The glitch I see in this, and it's not a big one, is modality. I feel like you haven't really focused or haven't quite gotten the true calling of what the modality of healing is going to be, whether it's going to be Reiki, whether it's going to be, you know, psychology or whatever the modality is. That's, I think, the glitch. I don't think you truly have been given that information yet, or at least haven't explored enough to find out where your true strength is.
Correct. I've done a lot of work in different areas, and I do know that that's still in front of me.
Right.
I just wanted to...
That's the only glitch I see. Once you go, ah, this is it, then Spirit's going to have everything laid out for you. And I do see the center up and running in 2 years or less.
Okay. Do you know if it's going to be on the property that we've already seen?
I got a yes, or right near it, within the... If it's not that property, they're showing me a radius within 5 miles. That is the energy center you're supposed to be in.
Okay. And is there any indication, can you tell, my father has offered to assist with this financially?
I was
can
just
going to
say, the money, because I see money around it. Yes, I see the money coming in. There's two men involved, your father and another man.
Okay.
There's another gentleman, and the way they're saying it to me, and I always give it directly, coming out of the woodwork. Someone who has been in your life for on and off for many years, who is kind of holding back to see how serious you are. And then they will come forward.
Are you still
okay.
with Chris? I had a hard time hearing that last part, but you were saying somebody that's going to come out from
the woodwork. In other words, someone who's been in your life for a number of years, in and out, they're kind of holding back right now to see how serious you are.
Are they gifts or loans? I'm sorry, did you say something, Elaine? Yeah, ask her if it was a gift or a loan. Oh,
outright.
Yes, gift or
outright. I just see a handout with money.
Okay.
That's a gift. One thing I like about this setup is the money is going to flow freely. I don't see you in debt.
Okay. Well, yes, because I see it as a gift from Spirit to give to others, and I don't want to be in debt in order to do
No,
that.
I agree. But I feel like it will flow, and anything, once there's seed money, they're showing me a flower growing. I do see you taking some loans out, but never incurring debt.
Okay.
You're going to have to, you may have to borrow some money, but I don't see it ever being a problem in terms of the money flowing in order to repay or have the cash flow. But you see, the only little stickler thing I'm seeing here is, you know, you're basically going to a restaurant and telling the waiter, I want food.
Mm-hmm.
You haven't told Spirit what you're going to do.
Right.
And once you do that, then the time frame will fluctuate.
Okay. Well, and can I ask you one more question that's completely off that subject? My partner has been training under a healer, which has really to do with this facility. We've both been training under a healer. And we just found out today she was investigating some. He really studies under Sai Baba. And so she's having some questions about that because it also is part of what we would be doing, whether we would use that healing modality or not. Do you have any insight from Spirit about that?
Can you rephrase the question so I can exactly understand what you're asking me?
Well, the fact that we've been training under a man that trains and believes in Sai Baba and his teachings. And tonight she got online and did some research, and what she saw was like Sai Baba is the second coming of, you know, like he's God himself reincarnated. And so she's a little nervous about that, and we just wanted to know if you were seeing anything on the spirit level.
What Spirit is telling me to tell you is work with the method, not the source.
Okay.
In other words, take the teaching.
Okay.
And deal with it that way. It doesn't really matter what label this man has given this skill.
Mm-hmm.
It's his connection, not yours.
Right. Okay, well, that was primarily it. I've just been on this journey and wanted to see if you could help me a little bit with some clarity about it.
Well, you're going to go forward, sweetie, but the biggest thing is figure out if you want meat or fish.
Figure out if what?
If you want meat or fish.
Meat or fish, okay. Thank you for your time.
God bless, sweetie.
Thank you for
God
calling in, Chris. Good night. All right. We can use all the centers we can get.
Mm-hmm.
She'll do well.
Yes, she will. I keep getting the 2 years. The two-year framework has to do with she's still got some research to do, and also the money will come, but it'll come in dribs and drabs. So she's going to collect that. But the money will speed up as long as she gets focused.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, she'll do well. That area of the country is just beautiful. It'll bring people out there just to be in the energy of the country.
Yeah, like I said, she's going to be within a five-mile radius of that property.
Yeah, and
there is something a little bit wrong with that property. She's going to find that out.
Well, I hope she's still listening. If you're still with us, Chris, I hope you heard that. Okay. Do we have another caller? I guess not. He would have told us if we had another caller. I thought I heard him pick up the phone. Beyond psychic fairs and continuing to travel, which I know you will do, have you looked at writing a book about your experiences?
I haven't so much looked at about writing my experiences yet because I'm not done with my experiences.
No, of course
but,
not.
But what I have done is written a book right now, and I know Spirit has told me over and over again that that book will be published through a friend. So I was guided to do some short stories and poetry, and that book is very close to my heart, and that's been on the shelf for a couple of years. That I would love to see in print. Eventually, I do want to put the whole gamut in, because there was one thing that also I didn't really touch upon, and surprised you didn't ask, Elaine, was 9/11.
No, I don't go there unless you bring it up.
Yeah. 9/11, I'm a New Yorker, and I was at the epicenter one block from it and was almost killed that day. So you see, I'm like I said, I'm ripping right through those nine lives. And that did change my life and my heart tremendously, as it did many New Yorkers and Americans in the world. But that was an experience that has been published. And it's amazing the imprint that has left on me. So eventually, I would like to do a full combination of all the events.
We have another caller. This is Elaine and Kat. Welcome, caller.
Hi, Elaine and Kat. This is Renee.
Hello,
Renee. Hi,
Renee.
What do you have for Kat?
Well, I wanted to ask and see what Spirit had to say about just some life in general. I've been working on some metaphysical things and then definitely some career advancements, and I've just felt a little bit of stagnation, and
yeah,
I know there
blocks.
Are good things ahead, but
yeah,
I really
you got
don't
some
know.
Blocks, huh?
I know, and I don't know where exactly they are and what I need to do first to
okay.
really get through those.
General, I'm going to make a general statement, and then I would like you to help me zero in on what your specifics. Part of the thing is they're showing me a shotgun. You
okay.
are doing, you know, the old expression, jack of all trades.
Uh-huh.
You haven't found what you're supposed to master.
Okay.
You're too scattered, like peanut butter on a piece of bread.
Okay.
It's almost like you need to make a list of all the things that interest you and start crossing out the ones that are just interest and focus on what drives your heart. Some of the things you do or you think you're interested in or focusing on are more out of habit and this may be a little hard to take, but approval, as opposed to what you want to do and what you perceive as success. Does that make sense?
Are you there? Renee, did we lose you? Sounds like we lost her. She'll call back in a minute. Renee, call back in, honey. We don't have you anymore. if you're listening, Kat, were you speaking more in terms of her metaphysical life or her career?
In general. What I'm seeing is she's very scattered, and that's why she's having blockages. She's doing things more, how can I say, to do. It's more about the doing than it is about what's heartfelt.
Okay.
She hasn't really got a connection right now with what she really, really wants to do because she's not sure. Most of us get off track because we're not sure what the track is. And we have a tendency to taste everything in the buffet, and then we're full, but we didn't taste anything.
Do you think this is something that she's just going through right now or something that is a habit for her?
That's why I brought it up as being maybe a little hard to take, is there is a little bit of approval habit here, where she will do something that for the approval rather than something that's something she really wants to do, where she'll master something or complete something and then go on to the next thing because satisfaction wasn't for her. It was more about general purpose.
Okay.
Spirit's been trying to guide her for years. And that the biggest problem she has is she's so intelligent.
Thank you. Hi, Renee, are you back with us?
No, this is Christine.
Hi, Christine. This is Elaine.
This is
welcome
Christine
to the show. And Kat.
Oh, hi, Kat.
Hi, Christine.
What's your question, Christine?
Hi. I can barely hear you, but what my question would be, Kat, is what do you see in my work and financial aspects?
But see, on the work front, it's been a struggle. I also feel that you've abandoned things that you were supposed to do. And I feel that the struggle in the finances is because you're not really following what you should be doing. And that's just blind faith. So I feel another change coming on. They're giving me towards November. Are you anticipating another change?
Say it again?
Are you anticipating another change of position?
Yes.
Okay. I'm getting you applied for at least three things?
Right.
Okay. You will get one of those three things, but it won't really manifest itself till fall. There will be some sort of delay. But I feel like you may go in the position, but not reach its potential. So, Christine, you might get the job sooner, but I don't really see the real satisfaction or completion of what that's supposed to be until November.
Okay.
Christine, could you hear all of that?
Most of it, thank you.
And the money will improve, but I don't see that improving until, once again, towards the fall. But, Christine, the biggest thing is you need to follow what you're really supposed to be doing.
Are you moving, Christine?
Not that I know of.
Okay. Okay.
Anything else, hon?
No, that's it. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Thank you for calling in.
Okay, bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Okay. I got that she was moving. Did you pick that up at all?
Not that she's moving, but I feel like I hope that she's finally moving in the direction that she needs to go.
Maybe that's what it was. I don't know.
Okay. There's going to be a move because she's going to get to the point where sick and tired of the same old, same old. And she's got a lot of gifts spiritually.
Does this work ever get scary for you?
Only when the ghosts won't leave.
Only when you say ghosts. What do you mean by ghosts?
When I'll do a reading and I'll contact a family member or a friend who's passed over. And I hang up the call, and they're still there. That gets a little scary.
You know, I'd like to clarify something, and there are different descriptions depending on who you talk to. To me, there's a difference between being a medium and being a psychic. The difference being that if you are a medium, that's, to me, clearly allowing spirit of a particular form to come through. Like you jokingly said a while ago, seeing the other being. And Do we have a caller? Hello?
Hey, Elaine, can you hear me?
Yes, Renee?
Yes.
Okay, welcome back, girl.
Sorry, it took me a while. Lines were busy.
Well, good. Glad you're back with us.
Did you happen to hear, Renee, when we lost you, were you listening to know what I said?
Yeah, I did hear some of what you said, and that Spirit had been trying to work with me for several years now. And, yes, I have been scattered. So that really does make some sense. And I know I've been told before that I can really do pretty much anything that I want.
You're a very intelligent woman. And sometimes being really smart is tough. You know, when you're kind of stupid, there's not too much you can do. And when you're really intelligent, you can do everything, and you kind of get lost at the buffet.
Yeah.
So it's just a matter of you getting out of your head and work with your heart more. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Now, on the career side of things, I really do love what I do. And I'm thrilled with doing that. But I think that I have some personal blocks that's even holding me back there. But do you have confirmation for me that I'm on the right path with what I am doing for my career?
You're on the right path with your career, but the bottom line is, and you said it yourself, is the fact that you aren't even scratching the surface.
I'm sorry, could you repeat
that? You're not even scratching the surface in what you can do. Look beyond what you enjoy. I know this, you know, it's like real heartfelt. Sometimes it's difficult. So it's like you need to even dig deeper and see something that is related but is more beneficial. And what they're telling me is you need to go back to grammar school and high school. Think about things that truly gave you a charge. And I feel like somebody talked you out of. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
I feel like you made a detour when you were about 16 or 17.
Okay.
So it's kind of go back and...
Detour.
Huh?
What kind of detour?
She made a emotional and passion detour. It's when you went from your heart to your head and your intelligence took over. You know what I'm saying? I know this is...
Well, I know exactly what you're talking about. I've always been a pleaser, and I've gone after, you know, achieving and been, you know, and getting recognition.
I appreciate the validation,
you know,
but a lot of people don't admit that, and I appreciate the validation.
Yeah, and I did. I chose my career path in college because my dad told me that's what I should do, so I did it.
There you go.
And it's worked out great. Now,
so we need to go backwards in order to go forwards.
And on the metaphysical side, are there definitely things that I need to expand upon in that area?
Yes. That's what I'm trying to say.
And go beyond what I've even been doing.
Go more to the soul level.
Okay.
Read more. My guides are showing me books. Read more.
Okay.
And I'm going to teach you a trick. Do not buy books online. Go to a bookstore. Run your hands over the books. Whatever book is sticking out or you keep pulling out and putting back, that's the book Spirit wants you to read.
Sometimes they fall in your lap.
Some of them do. Sticking out more than other books. It's amazing. You go into the store. Before you walk in the store, say, Spirit, guide me to the books and the information you want me to have. And I swear to you, you're going to walk out with the right book or books.
Okay. And sometimes it's just to get the name of another book or one line. It's amazing.
Okay. Well, very good. Thank you all so much. I appreciate it.
Is that all, Renee?
Yeah, that's it. Thank you so much.
God bless.
Thank you for calling in.
Okay,
bye. Okay. We have some central questions tonight. People looking for their path.
Mm-hmm. Everybody wants to know what they want to be when they grow up.
Yeah, and it's I think right now in our day and time, with the readings that I have and that I've noticed over the last 5 years especially, and the interest, the overall public interest, it's just so heartwarming to see that people are really trying to grow spiritually and in doing so, growing intellectually and accepting challenges for better survival.
What I'm also finding is, like, she gave the validation of admitting. And the biggest growth spurt of anybody is to admit that there is something truly holding them back. And it's hard to admit that you did things for approval or you, you know, might be too focused on yourself. Or these are things that are kind of hard to understand. Plus, a book that I read as a young woman.
Thank you.
Was by Anne Rand.
We have a caller, Kat. I'm sorry.
Okay.
Hold that thought. We have a caller, though. Welcome, caller.
Hello. Hi. Thank you. If you have, sorry to interrupt your train of thought there. If you have time for a quick question.
Sure.
What is your first name?
My name is Marilyn. I go by Marilyn, and then sometimes I go by my middle name, Lee. I'll throw that in there.
Okay. What question do you have for Kat?
Yeah. Well, I'm thinking about going changing careers or starting branching out a little bit into some clinical hypnotherapy. And so I just wondered if that kind of resonates somehow.
I'll tell you what they're really giving me, and this is going to be a stretch for you. I'm getting more hands-on healing, which is going to be a stretch for you. But that's a growth that you need to make. Reiki, like a Reiki or a hands-on healing, energy healing. Have you thought about that?
Well, I am interested in energy healing, but I guess I don't. Yeah, I really haven't. I haven't seriously considered that, but I should open my mind to that.
Yes, you should. Because what Spirit is saying to me is one of the things that, and please, this is not a criticism. One of the things that you need to work on is more contact. In other words, not just conversation, physical contact. You being more open physically. Does that make sense?
It does. I'm not a real huggy kind of person.
No, and that's something that Spirit wants you to grow and develop.
Okay.
Because you're going to get a tremendous satisfaction, self-satisfaction, by being able to nurture that within yourself. To become basically a more physically affectionate person. And that's why I see you, not that it would be an easy thing, you'd have to work at it. But it would be tremendously rewarding, not just for your patients or your clients, but for you.
So the hypnotherapy is so-so?
Hypnotherapy is still playing it safe. There's a degree of detachment.
It's helping people. Okay, well, that's very informative. And just one more quick thing.
Sure.
Spiritually, I, like you, sometimes, well, not to the degree that you do, but, you know, we all do, you know, or
all,
I feel like
or
I'm
just making it's a level of awareness.
With my
you all have
higher
it.
Self, or with, you know, my guides or whatever, and but then I wonder, you know, like you said, it could, you know, sometimes you got to distinguish, discern whether it's your imagination or, you know, and so I'm just, I guess, asking for some confirmation. Is it really happening?
Yes.
Yes.
99.9% of the time, your thoughts are from the spirit realm.
Yeah.
And I'll give you a hint, when they're positive. Spirit does not give us negative instruction.
Yeah, I don't really get negative stuff.
So, there you go. 99% of what you're getting is from Spirit. It's from within you, deep, which is within all of us. It's just it's a matter of you having faith and acceptance and allowing. The more you allow, the more you trust, the more it grows. It's like nurturing everything, including a plant. You water it, you feed it, it grows. If you trust it, it grows. And you can play little games with yourself to test it if you want. Think about directions, think about parking spots. Work on manifestation also. Manifestation is the closest thing to instant gratification regarding spirit. You might want to pick up a book on a solid book on manifestation, because that'll help cement some of the trust in what you're hearing.
Joe Vitale has some good ones out. Very definitely.
Who is this?
Joe Vitale.
Oh, right. I'm sure. I'm familiar. Uh-huh.
Okay. So yeah, it's about creating with your mind.
I'm 51 years old. I've, you know, read so many different books, and I really am trying to get, you know, in action mode here and, you know, get the mind-body-soul connection going. And
right. And I'm going to...
Sometimes it's just not so easy.
Yeah, it's not easy, but nothing in life of value is.
Yeah.
I'm going to stress this again because my guides are screaming in my ear that they really want you to work on the physical. Get out of your shell. Get out of your little bubble. Reach out. Literally, reach out.
And touch.
Mm-hmm.
Touch, hug, feel. Slow touch sometimes.
I'm a little prejudiced. I'm Italian from Brooklyn. You know, we're all touchy-feely, but that's what I'm definitely feeling with you, that's the little missing link, which is going to bust open your Pandora's box.
Folks, I need to wrap this up. I'm getting that signal. I'm so sorry. Thank you so much, Marilyn, for calling in. Let me give you some phone numbers. Kat, where can folks reach you directly?
They can reach me at 516-225-8054, and they can book the readings through my website, which is catsangelized.com. There's the last page has book a reading. Click it on if you've got PayPal. You can pay me, book a reading, and I'm here to help.
Well, thank you so much for having been with us. Kat Avino, Angel Eyes. She gave you the information. You can always catch her on my site at bbsradio.com. And thank you so much for being with us.
Well, I feel honored to be invited. Thank you.
In about 6 months, I'd love to have you come back and catch us up on what's going on with you.
I'm here, sweetie.
Kat Avino, this is Elaine Ireland, going global for spirit. And as a friend of mine says, see you on the spiritual highway. Good night, everybody. Join us next week, same time.
Good night.